to Alex and Lauren, 90 Day Coupled, and they, of course, 90 Day Fiancé, and then they have their own spinoff, right, from 90 Day Fiancé. They just won MTV Movie Awards, 2022 Best Reality Romance. So it was good to see them on the red carpet. They look great. They're, of course, pregnant with baby number 3. Awesome couple. Had them on the podcast. Just look up Alex and Lauren, Sarah Fraser Show. You can listen to that interview. Very revealing. I liked them a lot. Welcome to Plathville. Let's talk Welcome to Plathville. Huge episode last night. Enormous. I also have some really interesting tea, some speculation going around about what Olivia may be doing to delete negative comments online. So I want to see what you guys think about that. Huge reveal last night is, of course, Kim and Barry have moved out. Kim Plath has completely moved out. I take it back. I told you guys there was not a shot in hell this would happen, and it happened. It happened. Kim moved her ship back to Cairo. Well, I mean, they're in Cairo, but she moved her ship back to, remember the original farm? That farm, by the way, is on Airbnb. So because my old co-host, Andrea Lopez Comedy, and I, we were going to rent that place and do a trip down to Welcome to Plathville. Anyway, Kim has moved back into the old farm, which was where the show originally started, and they're separated. A lot of people are not buying this. So the Plath's old home is called the Farmhouse at the Retreat at Silver Rain. It's a 50-acre property in Georgia, just a few miles from Cairo. The home has three bedrooms, 7 beds, and 2 bathrooms. You can rent it on Airbnb. So a lot of people are calling Kim a hypocrite. She's now wearing makeup, more revealing clothing, listening to pop music, all the shit she condemned her kids for doing in season 1. And, people aren't buying that Kim is really separated from Barry. So people think that she is really great at manipulating the situation. And here's what I will say. Everyone, Ethan, Olivia, Max Kohlschmidt, that I have interviewed from this show, they all have insinuated that Kim is really the catalyst for that family being on TV. I think Kim is a genius. And I guess that's like one of my dream interviews is Kim and Barry. Now we might have to do it from separate locations. Maybe they can zoom in, I guess, from each farmhouse. But I always wanted to know, they were so religious and sheltered, and yet her goal, because, the family was like in like a family, like a Jackson 5 band initially. The band didn't really work out, and then they pitched a TV show. So she kind of knows what it takes to be on TV, and I think she knows that a separation or, time spent apart is good for the show. I just think to me, what's a little contrived about it is these kids are so emotionally attached to them, right? They don't know anything else. They're homeschooled. I mean, wouldn't they be an emotional basket case if their mom was moving out? All of them were just like children of the corn. They were like, they were just standing there like, what? Like Lydia's the only one that's like turned on because probably she's hanging out with Max. He's telling her about therapy. I don't know. So anyway, that was the huge news that Kim moves out. Ethan Plath did give an interview to People Magazine. I've talked a bit about this. He says that he wants to stay out of their marriage, Kim and Barry's. He still has not, he and Olivia haven't really spoken to Kim and Barry in years now. He says that's still true. Hasn't spoken to them since moving to Tampa. Well, that was well over a year ago. And he implies, which I think is very interesting in this interview, he says he's not sure how much Kim is really sharing with the public. I think that's interesting. What do you make of that statement? Is that statement implying Kim is making this up, like the split's not that really big a deal, or that there's like way more underlying things happening? I'm fascinated. So again, a lot of people think this season is very staged for Welcome to Plathville. I think it's excellent. I think it's one of the best seasons yet. I think it's real. I kind of like seeing a little bit less of Ethan and Olivia. Now we know we're leading up to the car reveal. Weird. This is just, to me, this is like, I think I have so much empathy for everybody on the show. I've told you guys I'm Team Olivia. And Ethan, to me, is so sheltered. And like he says in this latest episode, he had to be sneaky growing up because there were so many rules. And I think the older kids really got that more than the younger kids are getting it.
Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schmann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. So to me, he's one of those kids, like, did you ever go to school with a kid that whose parents were so strict and they were always the ones like fucking like crazy and having and like drinking all the time? That's like, to me, Ethan's rebellion is the lying, you know, is the withholding. I think it's weird. You know, he purchased a car. It's not that big a deal. You know, you didn't impregnate somebody else. But by keeping it a secret for 8 months, it is like, I agree with the tease of like Olivia. What else is he kind of withholding? Not that it's that big a deal, really, but it's the idea of telling. And I'd be pissed about him telling the siblings, even Olivia's brother. By the way, don't we want to see Mariah and like Olivia's brother hook up? Oh my God. Like that would knock his prayer socks off. You know what I'm saying? Like he needs to get laid and there's a little something there with the hot cocoa. You know what I mean? Anyway, I do agree with Olivia. It's a little sneaky. But I think with him, you know, and I don't think I'm not sure that Ethan has continued therapy. They haven't really mentioned that. He needs to. We all need therapy. And the lying is a little weird. Now, we also find out that Micah is apparently out here in LA, and he's had a lot of sleepless nights because he's getting a lot of pussy. You know, he basically says that it's nonstop. And I do believe this. You know, he's a model. He's got some TV fame. Very good looking guy. Nice personality, it seems like. But he now is giving his roommates, basically, sex advice. He is telling them how to kind of have swag. He goes out with a girl, and then the girl goes, hey, can I ask you, when was the last time you had sex? And he's like, I want to be honest with you, last night. What? Did we expect that guy? Wow. In between protein bars, this guy is taking LA by storm. I mean, I thought like, oh, he probably needed help out here and I was willing to like see who I knew. I don't think so.
I guess this guy is well-versed now in the ladies. And he's hot. He's a good-looking guy. Seems like he's into the ladies. He says he is. I do think at one point, though, the producers asked him if he would date someone trans, and he said maybe. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I was like, oh, all right. That'd be another great turn of events. Anyway, that was really big on the show. Oh. Okay, look, this isn't a fucking wind tunnel, Sarah. The other huge story that is circulating, and I'd love to know, and I could kind of see this. So, it has been published in some news blog publications, I should say, that there is a speculation on Reddit, the Reddit Welcome to Plathville feeds, that there are comments about Olivia Plath, negative comments about her. Whatever, you know, being controlling, not letting Ethan do this. And then those comments suddenly are deleted days later, weeks later. A lot of people are speculating that Olivia Plath may be the one running and moderating some of these Welcome to Plathville forums. Fascinating. What do you guys think? I mean, that would be, I don't know how you find that out. I don't know anything about it, but I could see that. I don't know, you know, could that be the case? Maybe it's just a diehard Olivia fan. But more and more people are saying that they are posting on these Reddit feeds. They almost have to, they have to start their own subreddits to get any conversation going about her, because on some of the big ones, they are immediately, comments are deleted within days. So fascinating little rumor. Obviously, I have no premise to back that up, but that is what's circulating. Okay, guys, be sure to be following me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show, Instagram, and you can always email me a hot tip, hot lead, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com, anything to do with TLC. Or if you're a former TLC cast star and you would like to tell your story, I'd love to have you on the show. Bye!